And welcome to another edition of Elo Online on SportsTalkFlorida.com as well as SportsTalk 1080 The Team Orlando. I'm your host, Eric Lopez. And of course, the college baseball season a week away. We've been previewing the 2014 season. We've talked to USF head baseball coach Lalo Prado, Miami Hurricanes head coach Jim Morris. We've also talked to Mike Martin Jr., assistant coach at Florida State. Today, we'll focus on the Stetson Hatters out of DeLand, and we're joined now, honored to be joined by legendary head coach Pete Dunne of the Stetson Hatters. The Hatters get going on Friday, February 14th, when Old Miss comes to town. And coach, as we bring you here, let me talk about the schedule first. You're opening the season with Old Miss. And you've got Miami on coming into DeLand. You've got NC State coming into DeLand. You've got FSU in DeLand. Where does this schedule rank in all the years you've been at Stetson?
I've been speaking to some Rotary clubs and some Civic clubs, and I have said, and I believe it's probably accurate, this is probably the most challenging schedule that we've ever gone into a season with. I was looking the other day, and two of those clubs are in the preseason top five, and one of them's in the top ten. And we have 13 games with ACC and SEC opponents, and all but Boston College are ranked in the preseason top 30. So then you throw in those easy games like South Florida and Bethune-Cookman and those midweek games, it's challenging. Our conference is very strong this year with Mercer coming back with just about everybody back off an NCAA regional appearance, and so it's going to be challenging, but it's also exciting because 9 of those 13 games will be played in DeLand, so obviously it'll give our fans a chance to see some really good teams from the ACC and SEC.
Well, and of course, the big thing that's going to help is you've got more experience on your ball club this year as opposed to a year ago where you were basically had all these new guys coming in. How do you feel about your ball club's experience and the leadership right now on this team?
Well, we feel really good. I mean, I've told the clubs, I said, you know what the good thing about having 16 freshmen last year are? They're all sophomores this year. So, that extra year experience, and of course, a lot of those freshmen played quite a bit last year, and so hopefully they won't play, with inexperience this year. And we've got a good group of older kids and leadership. You know, it's always everybody always asks coaches, about the chemistry, and I really like our chemistry. But of course, you really don't know until you face adversity. And we haven't faced any adversity yet. We haven't thrown a first pitch and haven't had any injuries or a tough one run loss or something like that. So, but I like our club. Picked to finish fifth in the conference, which is, that might be disappointing to some people, but I think that's accurate. I think there's some clubs ahead of us that deserve to be ranked higher because they have had success last year and had a lot of people back. But I reminded our team that back in 2011, which, might have arguably been one of the better teams we've ever had here, we were picked fifth or sixth to start the year, and of course we had a great year and ended up being a number two seed up in South Carolina. Actually finished second to South Carolina in the regional, and they went on to win the national championship. So, the preseason's, the pick is for the pollsters and the fans, but you got to go out there and perform. So I think we're going to be okay this year.
Well, when you talk about performance, a young man that you got bringing back that performed last year was Pat Mazika, the first baseman. What a year he had as a freshman. He comes in as a sophomore, your best hitter, arguably, one of the top players in the conference. Just talk about him and your expectations for him this year.
Well, he did. He had a great year and of course, for a long time was ranked, I think, in the top 10 or 15 in hitting, and ended up hitting .380. He was a freshman All-American, and as you said, he was a conference freshman player of the year. So he's back, and we need him to pick up where he left off there, and he's going to be moving around a little bit defensively. Last year we put him at first base. It was kind of a first time thing for him. being a catcher in high school. And, you know, he's learned the position. This year he's going to, you know, mainly be at first base, but we're going to move him behind the plate some to back Rossini up, and he'll be DHing some. Because Kurt Schluter, who we lost last year, is back. He's in, graduated last year, but we got a medical red shirt on him, and he came back this year for to go to grad school. So he'll be nice to have him back on the mound on Friday night. But he can also play first base when Mazika goes behind the plate, and he can DH as well. So it's going to give us a little more flexibility in how we use Mazika defensively. But he's going to be offensively. He's probably going to be in the three hole every game.
Now, you mentioned the return of Kurt there. What's your role for Schluter? Is he going to be in the rotation out of the bullpen, maybe a little bit of both, and then your pitching staff as a whole?
Well, we during the fall, we did not use him. He obviously he was in good shape, rehabbed all summer, and you know, all the doctors, Dr. Andrews, said, "Hey, he's good to go. No surgery. He's good to go. Just rehab him." And it was a strain, and so you know, we were kind of trying to determine, you know, whether we were going to put him on the front side or the back side. But he was so successful as a starter for us in 2011 when he was, you know, 8-0 in the conference pitcher of the year. We just felt that, you know, he brought so much to the table, and to have him out there on Friday night like we did in 2011, you know, that we had to go that route, and he certainly has accepted that. He's looking forward to being back on the mound on Friday night. So we're gonna go with that. Austin Perez, our little senior left-hander, who's done such a great job for us, actually was our top pitcher last year with a 7-2 record, is going to go out on Saturday. And then Josh Powers, who unfortunately we had to move up into the Friday night, you know, slot last year when Schluter went down. You know, he had an ERA under 4, but his record was not very good. We just didn't get him any runs on Friday night, but he'll be back on the mound on Sunday. And so I think that gives us a really strong weekend rotation.
Talk about some of the new guys that will be on this team that the fans can kind of look for. I mean, in particular, Mitchell Jordan out of Lake Brantley High School, people are familiar with. Talk about him and some of the other new guys you've got coming in.
Well, Mitchell Jordan just had a tremendous fall, and, of course, everybody that follows Mitchell and Stetson baseball knows, you know, what a great year he had with Brantley and that state championship team. And he really is I won't call him a veteran from a college baseball standpoint, but he's, you know, he's battle tested, you know, being you know, pitching at Brantley and that state championship team. So people can expect to see Mitch out there on a weekday game. He'll probably, you know, we're going to play it a little bit, you know, early, kind of one game at a time. But right now, if we don't use him extensively this coming weekend out of the bullpen, he will get the start against Florida International that following Tuesday down in Miami. So he's slated to be a starter for us, and I think that as the season starts, we'd start to get into season a little bit, we probably will use him less out of the bullpen and more as our midweek starter. So, you know, we see great things from him, and really, really happy that he's here pitching for us. Have another freshman named Taylor Cockrell out of Polk County who's probably going to close for us. He'll eventually be a starter for us in the future, and that's what we brought him in for. But with Schluter, you know, going to the Friday night role, then we decided that Cockrell would be an outstanding closer. He's just a really mentally tough kid and hard-nosed kid, and he throws hard. He's got really good stuff. He throws strikes. So we thought that even though he's a freshman, you know, we're gonna run him out there in a closing role this weekend or next weekend if we need to. So, and hopefully we do. So those are two young pitchers that you know, that are really, really, you know, that we're depending upon. And So anyway, you know, we've did another Lake Brantley kid. Warmoth is going to be an instrumental part to the bullpen. You know, he's done such a good job and thrown so many innings for us in the past, and we look for him to, you know, to do the same, to get us into that closing role in the ninth inning and whatnot. But Tyler's, you know, he was one of those redshirt freshmen last year, and it really, you know, really, really stood up for us and really ate up a lot of innings for us. So I like our pitching staff. I mean, if somebody were to ask what area of your team do you think you're strongest going into the season, I would have to say pitching, because with Sluder back and being able to use Perez and Powers and those guys in the roles that they really need to be in, I think our pitching has got a chance to be pretty good. Of course, you got to stay healthy. You know how that is.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I like that. And you know, I think offensively, you know, we're not going to wear it out. We're not a real power oriented team, but Kevin Fagan was a freshman All-American last year, along with Mazika, and he'll be our leadoff hitter again and second baseman. We're probably not going to pitch him this year. We used him on the mound last year, and he threw pretty well for us. But right now, unless we have some unexpected injuries, we're just going to leave him at second base and let him be our leadoff hitter and hopefully set the table for us there. So defensively, you know, obviously, like any team, we got to pick it up and throw it pretty well. And I think with Tyler Bocock at short and Fagan at second, and Kyle Zeck, really one of the fastest player I've ever had here as a senior in center field, I think, and Garrett Russini behind the plate, I think we're very strong up the middle. So
tremendous.
You know, like I said, you got to let it play out. Yeah. and we're jumping right into the fire, so you know, we'll have a pretty good idea of where we are and,
right,
and what we need to do to get better, you know, this opening weekend.
Two quick things before I let you go. Number one, you're going to play Florida State in Tallahassee and in DeLand, part of a yearly thing. What's unique about this year, of course, Florida State's getting a lot of attention because they have a Heisman
Yep.
Trophy winner on their roster, Jameis Winston. I know you got to face him last year. What was your thoughts on him when you saw him last year?
Well, he's obviously a tremendous athlete, and I talked to Mike this summer. We were talking about some future scheduling, and he had indicated that he thought that, you know, they might move him to the, you know, to the closer role. And I understand, just reading some, you know, some preseason stuff, that's what he's going to do. But, you know, he played outfield and pitched for him last year, but I guess they're just going to use him on the mound this year. I don't know whether they're going to let him hit, you know, as a closer. You're probably not going to get much opportunity to swing it, but I know they're going to use him here. It's ironic that I saw in an email the other day from our ticket department, even though our home game is in May, that tickets are very, very scarce for that game. So I guess people are looking way ahead, especially the
yeah,
the Central Florida contingent of the Seminole fans, and they're buying a lot of tickets right now for that game. So obviously, I'm looking forward to playing against the Seminole. We always enjoy playing Florida State, but having the Heisman Trophy winner out there, I was telling the Rotary Club yesterday, I said I'd like to say hello to him before the game, but I hope I don't see him out there pitching in a closer role. So,
right, him before the game, not after the game.
Keep him in the bullpen and on the bench when we play him.
Yeah, don't see him before the game, not after the game. That's the key.
Exactly.
Yeah. Last thing, you're opening up against Ole Miss. Great series there. They're a top 25 caliber team. A great opening night. Chipper Jones will be in attendance. So throughout the first pitch, I know a lot of fans in our audience are Chipper Jones fans. Can you give us an update how he's doing?
He's doing great. Doing a lot of hunting during hunting season. He's building a new house out on his property in Texas. He's going to spend a lot more time out there now that he's retired, and he's going to get more involved in the business that his mom and dad run out there. They run the ranch for him, but they do a lot of guiding, and it's a ranch that's open for business. And Chipper feels that, you know, it'll help the business if he's out there and can do some guiding, and I know he's looking forward to that. But you know, he's been committed to our program for a long time, and I think a lot of people know our, you know, the ties. Dad and I were teammates here at Stetson, and and Chipper's my godson, and so he's always been very supportive of the program and done golf tournaments. So this is a new endeavor here locally. We've got the Chipper Jones Golf Classic coming up Friday morning, actually the same morning that we play Ole Miss. And we have a banquet the night before and an auction over at the LPGA International Golf Course. And but he's going to obviously throw the first pitch out Friday night. So Chipper's been very, very, you know, committed and good to the program and continues to do that. And I'm looking forward, as mom and dad's flying in for the weekend, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with them. But he's doing good. I was laughing the other day. The fans have probably read that he's getting more ink, you know, in retirement than he is when he was playing. He started a fire behind his house by throwing some what he thought were ashes from the fireplace that weren't out, and started a fire behind his house, and they had to call the fire department in to put that out. So that made the news. And then the other day, I guess Freddie Freeman was stuck on the road somewhere in that ice storm up there, and he called called Junior, and Junior came out with his four wheeler and picked Freddie up and took him back to his house. And of course that made all the social media sites. So I was kidding with BB Abbott, his agent, the other day. I said the boy's getting more publicity in retirement than he was as a player, but he's doing good, and we certainly appreciate all of his, you know, his commitment to Stetson.
Yeah, it'll be great to see him out at the DeLand there on a Friday night, February 14th. Stetson hosts Ole Miss. For more information on Stetson baseball, go out to GoHatters.com. Head coach Pete Dunn. Coach, I appreciate this. This is one of my favorite interviews of the year we get to do. Great catching up with you. I hope to see you at the ballpark here in a couple weeks. I head out there for the USF game, so I hope to see you then. And good luck this season, Coach.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, bud. Pete Dunn, head coach of the Stetson Hatters, joining us here on the program. Hope you enjoyed the preview there. That concludes this version of Elo Online on Sports Talk 1080 The Team, Orlando, and SportsTalkFlorida.com.